Donald Trump calls for arrest of slime reporter who received Roe v. Wade leak. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 19, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday called on law enforcement to arrest the slime reporter who received the Supreme Court's leaked opinion of its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade after the court's investigation could not determine the source of the leak. After more than 6 months of investigation and interviews with over 100 employees, Supreme Court investigators announced they were unable to identify a person responsible by a preponderance of the evidence. Trump quickly called on authorities to arrest the reporter who received the leak in order to find the leak's source. "The Supreme Court has just announced it is not able to find out, even with the help of our crack FBI, who the leaker was on the Roe v. Wade scandal," Trump posted on Truth Social. "They'll never find out, and it's important that they do." Trump also urged authorities to stop playing games. After suggesting the Politico publisher and editors should be arrested for their role in reporting on the Supreme Court leak, Trump continued, "So, go to the reporter and ask him/her who it was. If not given the answer, put whoever in jail until the answer is given. You might add the publisher and editor to the list. Stop playing games, this leaking cannot be allowed to happen. It won't take long before the name of this slime is revealed." Trump doubled down on his calls to arrest the reporter, publisher, and editor involved in a separate post on his Truth Social platform. "Arrest the reporter, publisher, editor, you'll get your answer fast. Stop playing games and wasting time," Trump posted. The Supreme Court leak was unprecedented and the first of its kind in modern history. The Independent analysis page, Scott Hughes' blog, called the Roe leak the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Justice Clarence Thomas compared the leak to infidelity when speaking about it last June. "What happened at the court is tremendously bad," Thomas said. "You begin to look over your shoulder. It's kind of an infidelity." Further, the leaked decision spurred orchestrated targeted attacks on pro-life institutions nationwide by a network of far-left militant groups, as Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow reported in his Summer of Rage series. The Family Research Council found that more than 100 attacks have occurred on churches, pro-life organizations, and pregnancy resource centers in the aftermath of the leaked decision. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.